Okay, good to see everybody here. Hopefully we'll have some more coming in pretty soon. The lesson today is called Consider Your Ways. And this is from Haggai 1 and verse 5, and also in verse 7. The Lord is talking to them. Of course, in the days of Haggai, the people got so busy taking care of their own matters, they forgot the matters of God. The temple had been gone for about 18 years, not being worked on. And everybody was fixing up their own house and taking care of their own business. And God just told them, consider your ways. I mean, what is more appropriate? He said, blessings won't come until you get back to serving God the way you should be serving Him. And that's what the message of Haggai was. And that's what they needed to hear. So he said, now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. We're going to look at a lesson today with that word consider. It's used several times in the scriptures. In fact, the words that are rendered here, consider, are used many times in the scripture. Not always with the word consider, but we can use other words like think, meditate, ponder, and things like that. We can look at all those different kinds of words. So the word consider means to think about, to ponder, to wonder, to question, to meditate, to seek, to learn. And the list really goes on and on. So we're going to look at the scriptures, and specifically the Old Testament, and notice where the word is used and the lessons we can learn for ourselves. And these will be very simple lessons. Consider what is really important. I mean, in Deuteronomy 32 and 7, remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations, ask your father and he will show you, your elders and they will tell you. I mean, Moses was telling the people, in order to be right with God, we got to do things the way God wants us to do them. Sometimes seeking the advice of the older ones would help us do that. You know, the older ones are supposed to teach you the younger ones in Titus chapter 2. And so we're trying to figure out what is going on and what has been going on since the beginning. Some people come along and they have no idea what's going on. And we can say that for many people in our world today. Things are happening, they have no idea why. And they don't consider these things. They don't think about these things. And they don't realize it's already been. It has happened already before, and maybe your elders could tell you about it. But they don't consider those thoughts. You know, the preacher said, what has been will be, and what will be has already been. And so there's nothing new under the sun. And so when people mistreat others, well, it's always been that way. And so that's what we're looking at. Just consider and think about these things. Figure out what's going on. And sometimes we have to figure out what is going on with us, ourselves. And sometimes we try and figure out, well, what's going on in the government? What's going on in our society? And other places. So just figure out what's going on. And that's the idea behind consider. Now the word consider is also used in Deuteronomy 32:29. And he says, oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. See, God is saying, I wish my people would really pay attention what's going on and what they're doing. Because there's consequences to their actions. In other words, for some people, it's think before you speak. How many times have we heard that? Think before you speak. Sometimes think before you do something. That's what we tell our children all the time when they're growing up. They do something dumb. Why did you do that? I don't know. I mean, usually the answer. And so when we get there, you need to think about what you're doing. You need to think about your situation. Consider these things. And before you do anything, before you make your next step, sometimes it would be wise, consider the next words going to be coming out of your mouth if they're wise enough to be said, or it'd be better to keep your mouth shut. So ask yourself, would God be pleased? That's just another way of looking at it. Would God be pleased with my actions? If what I am doing, would God be pleased with this? And that's the concept behind consider, to think about, to meditate, and to wonder, okay, is this the right thing or not? That's what is involved in consider. And sometimes it does mean see ahead to the consequences of your actions. Actions have consequences. We see that everywhere in this world. And we can look at people and realize their actions could have dire consequences. If they're doing something stupid and crazy and might be dangerous, I mean, there can be consequences to that. They can be hurting. So that's what happens. And we do need to consider what should be done. In Judges 18:14, "And then the five men who had gone to spy out the country of Laish answered and said to their brethren, 'Do you know that there are these houses, an ephod, household idols, and a carved image, and a molded image? Now therefore consider what we should do.'" I mean, there was a command from God so many years ago that anybody who practiced idolatry, I mean, they need to be punished. And really, and also there was a limitation on who was to do the sacrificing. That was the Levites. The priests were supposed to be doing that. And now people just set up their own priests. They set up their own religious services. They set up their own things however they wanted them done. And now these spies come in. Okay, what are we going to do about this? Think about this and remember what the law teaches. What should happen to those who transgress God's laws in this way? Now, for them, that was a very serious question, because we know what the law says. The law says they need to be punished. They need to be put to death for doing these things. And so these spies are talking about, all right, do we just let them go? Let them do their own thing, and we'll just ignore it. We won't bring it up. You know, that's the way a lot of our society feels. Leave everybody alone. Let them do their own thing. Don't have to bring up anything. But yet, they need to know what God's law is and consider their consequences. In Judges 19:30, "And so it was that all who saw it said, 'No such deed has been done or seen from the day that the children of Israel came up from the land of Egypt until this day. Consider it, confer, and speak up.'" Now, what he's saying, they were saying, we never thought that someone would actually break God's law in this manner. You know, doesn't it amaze us sometimes that we see people sometimes do a sin that, I never thought anybody would be stupid enough to do such a thing. I never considered someone would be that evil that they would do such a thing. And sometimes as we raise up our children and they get involved in some sin, I never thought they would even consider such a thing. So, yeah, I mean, the thought that someone would break God's law in the manner which they really hadn't done before, or at least in the previous 30 years, 30 or 40 years. So we now have a duty to God, whether it is distasteful or unpleasant, we must do God's duty. You know, for the children of Israel, doing God's duty sometimes meant executing punishments or exerting punishment upon others. And sometimes in the church today, we have to practice church discipline. If someone is acting unruly and will not behave themselves, we have an obligation to treat them as an infidel and say, you're no longer a part of this group. And so sometimes that is distasteful. It is unpleasant to do. It's very sad to do. And because it is very sad to do, a lot of churches just don't do it anymore. They don't practice discipline. If someone wants to be involved in sin, hey, as long as they show up and put their money in the plate, we're going to be okay with that. That seems to be the way so many are today. Another thing we can do is consider what God has done for you. As Jack mentioned in his prayer, God has done so much for us, and he's treated us so well. And tonight, if you'll come back, we're going to talk about the divine providence of God and how he looks out for his people. And so in 1 Samuel 12, verse 24, he says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you." Yeah, that's what these people were told. Fear the Lord and serve him. Why? Because he's done great things for you. He did great things for Saul when he made Saul king. He did great things for David when he allowed David to be the person that he should have been, and to do those things and accomplish those things. So God has done great things for you. Now consider that. See, when we sit down and think about all our blessings, the temporal nature of things on this earth pale in comparison. Yeah, we could think about all sorts of things, and even maybe our favorite sports team or something. Does that compare with the blessings that God has given us? No, it doesn't even come close. And nothing does. Nothing of this world comes close to what God has done for us. God has provided salvation for us. He's given us his word. And we know as long as we are faithful to him, he'll grant us that salvation. But that's really where it needs to go. And if he has blessed us, should we not honor him? I mean, shouldn't we honor God every chance we get? We thank him. I mean, when we sit down to eat a meal, do we not sit down and thank him for our meal and honor him? We just consider what he has done, taken care of us and provided for us. And so we should honor him for doing those things. And then there's a place where the word consider is, consider if there's a motive behind this. In other words, think about it. 2 Kings 5:7, "And it happened when the king of Israel read the letter that he tore his clothes and said, 'Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me.'" You know, Naaman was a leper. We read that in 2 Kings 5. And one of the servant girls who had been captured, one of the captives from Israel, said, well, if he was there where the prophet of God is, he could be healed of his leprosy. I mean, this little servant girl, she had the faith that it could be done. And so Naaman told his boss, the king of Aram. And so the king of Aram sent a letter and asked him to heal his servant. Well, the king was really, oh no, he's starting to seek a quarrel with me. He wants to go to war with me, and he's going to problems because I can't do that. And then, of course, the prophet heard about it and said, well, send him to me. I will take care of it. And so he did. But anyway, okay, what's his motive here? And it could have been trying to figure out between the king of Aram's request concerning Naaman the leper, or maybe he did not even consider that maybe he was just going through the chain of command. I mean, if you're going to send a message to somebody, you go down the chain of command. And we understand that in the business world. You don't bypass somebody. I mean, you go through the chain of command. That's the proper way to do things. And we need to consider God. I mean, how often do we do this? A lot of times we're so busy doing our own thing, we don't take time to consider God, to think about God. See, Job 11:11, "For he knows deceitful men, he sees the wickedness also. Will he not then consider it?" God's going to consider what we're doing. So shouldn't we consider what God is doing? Job 23:15, "Therefore I am terrified at his presence. When I consider this, I am afraid of him." And really, some people who have been blessed in the past to be in the presence of God, I mean, what did they do? They fell down on their face. Their knees shook. They were afraid, and they got down and cowered before him. And really, it's a basically recognizing their own humility when they did this. In Job 34:27, "Because they turned back from him and would not consider any of his ways." That's the problem with the people in this world today. They turn their back on God and do not consider any of his ways. They do not consider that his ways are right. His ways are just. His ways will lead to salvation. But instead, they just want to do their own thing, and then they're going to be in for a big surprise when their life is over. Job 37 and verse 14, listen to this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Yeah, that's some great advice, and this could be said to each of us. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. You know, the psalmist had all this down. You know, Psalm 19, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy hands, and the stars, and all that you've made. I mean, then in Psalm chapter 8, saying pretty much the same thing, then saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? I mean, consider the wondrous works of God. Look at what God has done. He created this earth. He put everything in its place. He gave us order and unity in this world. And the world can see it, but they just want to explain it away. Well, it just happened that way. It wasn't anything a God would do. I mean, they do that. But the wondrous works of God are so amazing, and how nature works with itself, how nature repairs itself, all these things. Another thing we need to do is consider my situation. See Psalm 9:13. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death. See, David had enemies, and he was not afraid to go to God and say, hey, my enemies, they want to kill me. They want to set traps for me. They want to ensnare me. They want to get me in trouble. Now, think about this, Lord. If something happens to me, how can I talk about you? I mean, that's just one way of looking at it. Psalm 13 and verse 3, consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Let me learn your ways. Let me pay attention to what is going on. And this is another way of saying, give me the wisdom that I need to navigate through this life. In other words, help me see the things for what they really are. Let me see people's motives. And even though they don't speak it, we can figure out. You know, if you go to a car lot, some salesman says, oh, this is a great car. You'll love this car. You got one. Wonder what he's trying to pawn off. So, yeah, let's get some wisdom there. Pay attention. See how they operate. Psalm 25:19, consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Yeah, this was David once again speaking these words, but you know what? We have enemies. We have enemies who hate us with a cruel hatred. I mean, if we happen to show up in their country and announce that we were a Christian, what would they do? They'd capture us, they'd either behead us or burn us or kill us some way or mistreat us or hold us for ransom or just mistreat us in so many different ways. But yet it's not even that. Even the society we live in, they have an animosity towards God and Christ and the truth. And they hate it. Some of them even hate it with vile hatred. You know, when they scream, they hate God. I mean, they do it with such vile passion. I mean, they really do hate God. Another thing we need to consider are the consequences. Consider the consequences. In Psalm 50 and verse 22, now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Some people forget God, and God's going to have his punishment with them. He's going to send them off into everlasting punishment. And God's just warning them, if you forget me, guess what? I'm going to forget you. I'm not going to be mindful of you when I'm bringing people into my kingdom. I'm not going to be thinking about you. See Psalm 64 and verse 9, all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider his doing. once God is made known to the nations, that's what's going to happen. And yes, all men will respect God. At one point in human history, they really did. But of course, as time goes along, people do their own thing. They come up with their own gods, and they forget the God of heaven. And so we need to declare the work of God, what God has done, not only for us, what God has done for mankind, and what really God has done for this world. And we could say this in an ideal world. That's true. Consider the results of actions. Once again, the consequences. Proverbs 6:6, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. All right, what does an ant do? Well, it's a little pesky little creature that gets places where we don't like it to be. So we put out the traps and the poison to try and get rid of them. And sometimes we get in the wrong place, so we'll get the stung by the ants, and because they don't like us invading their space, just like we don't like them invading ours. But what do? They're always busy. You notice that? Ants are always busy. Well, that's how they do it. They never stop to watch an episode of Leave It to Beaver or anything like that. They don't stop to go out to a restaurant to eat. Well, they do go to restaurants to eat, but anyway. But still, consider the ways. What do? They store up the food so that when wintertime gets here, they can burrow down deep and they'll have food to eat. They won't have to go looking for it through the snow. So what he's telling us, see if you can learn a few things from nature, how they operate. You know, in most of nature, the parents take care of the young and guide them to the point where the young are ready to get out on their own. And they protect them, they feed them, and supply them with what they need. Then they teach them how to get what they need. And that's how they work in nature. And that's how it's supposed to be done in society. Unloving parents, they don't do anything for their children. Sometimes they don't even care about their children. And Proverbs 23:1 says, when you sit down to eat with the ruler, consider carefully what is before you. And I'm not talking about that 12-inch long stick either. I'm talking about some king or some prince or some governor or some mayor. Consider carefully what is before you. In other words, watch your mouth. You say the wrong thing, what can happen? Open your mouth, insert foot. Guess what? Could be the last anything you do. We know some kings were that way. They didn't like something. Off with his head. Off with her head. Take him to the stockade. So be careful what you say in the presence of those who are more important. Sometimes it's the boss. You can say something to the boss, saying, oh, they're my buddy, I can tell them this stuff. Guess what? You've done something, violated company policy, you're terminated. So, yeah, be careful and consider what you say in front of others. In Proverbs 24:12, if you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? I mean, let's face it. God's still going to render to everyone according to their deeds. And if we didn't know it, who's that on? It's not God's fault. He's revealed it to us. It's not Jesus' fault. It's not the church's fault, because the church has taught it. If you don't know the truth of God's word, that's on you. Proverbs 28:22, a man with an evil eye hastens after riches and does not consider that poverty will come upon him. Yeah, people, they want to steal things, they go after the riches, and guess what? They can get caught, they can go to jail. But still, even if they never get caught, they will stand before God, and God will say, I saw what you did. And he'll get the punishment. Consider what God has done. As we said before, Isaiah 1:3. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider. And these people had turned their back on God. They don't want to hear any more about God. They tell them that in Isaiah 30. Oh no, we don't want to hear anything from God, about God. Just speak to us the things we want to hear. Speak to us the smooth words. But God says, you know, if a dumb animal knows where it's supposed to go, my people ought to know that they need to come to me. But they're not doing it. In Isaiah 5 and 12, the harp and the strings, the tambourine and flute and wine are in their feast, but they do not regard the work of the Lord, nor consider the operation of his hands. Yeah, they like to party. That's just one way of saying it. They like to party. They have their music, they have their wine, they have their food, they have their whatever. But yet, thinking about God? Oh no, they're not going to do that. Something that we all need to remember is consider that God is watching whatever we do. Hosea 7 and verse 2, they do not consider in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own deeds have surrounded them. They are before my face. Speaking about Israel, I mean, they turned their back on God and they did not remember that God is watching them. Now the enemy is about to destroy them and carry them off into captivity. And so, yes, there's consequences here. But God is paying attention. The eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, seeking what is taking place, learning what is taking place. And so, yes, people today do not even think about God being everywhere and seeing and knowing everything they do. And really, a lot of people who go to church, they would just shudder if they actually remembered God sees everything I do. Because some of them probably realize, I'm doing things I shouldn't be doing. God sees that. God knows that. And we need to remember that. That's what we need to remember, because when we go through and do things, we have to know God is watching. God is watching. Is God happy with this? If not, we need to stop. The problem is they just do not care. See, these are about half the passages in the Old Testament where that word consider is used. But the Hebrew word from which it is translated, consider, is actually used about 1,400 times in the Scriptures. And there are many passages in the New Testament that use the word that is translated consider. In other words, when Paul said, all the things that are true and honorable and good report and virtue, think on these things. Some versions say, consider these things. Meditate on these things. And so that's what we need to do. Now, consider your ways and do something about them. Consider everything that you're doing, and you have to ask yourself, is God pleased with my behavior, with my attitude, with my actions? I mean, if not, then you need to make some changes. So consider your ways. And that's something, it's always good advice we need to do. God told us to consider our ways. Jesus said, consider what you're doing. And yeah, all the writers of the Bible, pretty much, consider and think about your actions in relationship with God. So that's our lesson for today. We haven't really talked about the gospel, but we all here understand it, know it. And most of us, practically all of us, have obeyed the gospel. But yet, have we been living up to the standard that God gave us? So consider those thoughts and think about those things. We're going to sing our invitation. If anyone has a need to respond, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.